My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So, real good friend of mine, Ian O'Connor, wrote a book called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. All right? And he got unprecedented access, and he's a really good writer. But in the book, he kind of revealed what's been the problem between Aaron Rodgers and his family, why he was ostracized from the family, or they broke up, or however you
that
want it.
That would be a good documentary.
Yeah, that would be really, really good. So apparently, in the feud with his parents, like he's no longer has contact with his parents. According to this new book, he said that between 24 and 2017, it really got bad. Rodgers' parents, Ed and Darla, devout Christians, he was told, Ian O'Connor was told that they did not respect the fact that Rodgers and Olivia Munn had sex before marriage, and that Munn spoke openly about their sex life, and that she spent the night in his hotel room the night before games, and even talked about I don't know if they talked about it. They disproved that apparently, you know, they had sex on the morning of games. Okay, you know, whatever on that. Here's where it gets good. Area 45 talked about this last night. Area 45 talked about this last night, and just listen.
We got a text here. It says, Olivia Munn is the one woman I would switch teams for. Now,
okay, I get it. Yeah,
that took you a few seconds.
I don't know who sent that in, but that's got to be the text of the night.
Yeah, yeah, probably. 1,000%.
I mean, what do you mean? What does that mean? Why?
What does that mean?
Yeah, why would you switch teams?
Because they're saying it's Olivia Munn's that hot that she would, ditch the guy and go for the girl.
Oh, ditch the guy and go for the girl, like ditch the guy and go for Olivia Munn?
Yes, like she'd go lesbo for Olivia Munn.
Oh, that's a woman texting that.
He was totally lost.
He didn't. How do you not have ever heard I'd switch teams for that?
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah. And you usually hear a woman say that.
Yeah.
You don't hear a guy say that.
Yeah.
Obviously, but women usually use that term.
And he tried to, like, get it. Like, oh, switch teams. Like, go from the Packers to the no.
Yeah, Bajani, she will go to the Packers.
Oh, that's a woman tweeting that, texting that.
Come on, Bajani. Come on, Bajani.
I like how innocent Bajani is.
I love it. He's like an old soul. Like, I think he's like 39, 40 years old, something like that. But he's like a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Like he should be sitting on a porch somewhere complaining about people walking on the grass.
Yeah.
Like he builds fences, you know, he probably pays with cash. I bet he still reads a newspaper.
If I have a kid, I want my kid to grow up like Bajani.
Yeah.
And not know anything like that.
And just an old soul.
I knew so many things that my parents had no clue. I didn't learn from my parents at all. Bajani is so innocent, man. Clarence grew up with two parents.
What does this switch teams thing mean? I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Like, you got to be kidding me. I'd switch teams for that. I, first of all, like, he doesn't even know that.
Yeah. And that was clear as day to me.
Yeah.
That was clear as day.
What does that mean? Why?
Some of these things, and I'm the older guy in the room. I'm the older guy here at the station. You try to like, oh, okay, but that's not even a new thing. Switching teams is like 20, 30 years old. I've seen that.
Yeah.
And heard that. And now I do have to admit a couple things here, because I still, it took me probably a month to figure out what pause meant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Like,
I get
yeah. It. See, the word pause, the term pause, been yeah. around for years, man. Mm-hmm. I first heard.
Has it really?
I first heard Jay-Z. I think it was a New York thing.
Yeah.
But I first heard Jay-Z say it on a song like way back in the late 90s.
Yeah.
So, it kind of took off.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it took off back then, but now recently it kind of took off.
Do you think Bajani knows what pause means?
I don't think so. Nope. No, I don't
think so.
He do not.
Do you think he knows what gassing up means?
Gassing up?
I don't think so.
I think he will probably assume what gassing up means.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of me on mine, speaking for myself, I think gassing up, doesn't it have two meanings really? Like when you gas someone up, I've seen it in the context of you really are legitimately trying to build someone up. Yeah. I've also seen it in the context of you're like fake building someone up. Like you're trying to get them.
Yeah, see, I never heard it in that term, in the last term, but
yeah.
It's kind of like common sense, because when you gas up your car, mm-hmm. you gassing it up so you can go,
yeah.
so you can take off. Like if I'm sitting here and I say, you know what, I'm about to gas Lopez up, I'm about the Astrodome. Let me
get him going.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to get him going so he yeah. can just take off and talk about the Astrodome. That's how I kind of look at it.
Yeah.
To me, it's just like, yeah, you could also say don't gas him up. Like, don't hype him up. You know, it's just like, oh, no, don't even gas him up, because, you know, like you said, he's about to go there, you know, and all that stuff. So it's just like, I use the gassing up term.
It's funny seeing people that seeing terms that they have no clue what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I see that once in a while on Twitter where people use a term,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, what?
They're doing it wrong.
Because for the longest time I would see people use the term YT.
Oh yeah, I know.
And so I'm like whenever they be like, man, all these YT people. And I'm like, what do that mean? Because that's a term that's two different things. Because some people use YT as YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah.
And I found out that people use YT short for white.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
So white people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So YT people.
Nah, you had me on that one.
Yeah. So that one had me. Because I just spell white. If I wanna say white people, I just spell out white people.
Yes.
But they use YT. And I'm just like, what? So it's funny, I seen somebody promote, a white person promoting their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And they said, check out my YT. And I'm just like,
okay.
Oh. I'm like, what?
Okay, so we're getting a lot of requests that people want to hear this again. And then I got some questions for you regarding Sean.
We got a text here. It says, Olivia Munn is the one woman I would switch teams for.
He's playing along like he knows.
Now,
I get it. Yeah.
That took you a few seconds.
I don't know who sent that in, but that's got to be the text of the night.
Yeah, probably.
1,000%.
I mean, what do you mean? What does that mean? Why?
What does that mean?
Yeah, why would you switch teams?
Because they're saying it's Olivia Munn's that hot that she would, ditch the guy and go for the girl.
Oh. Ditch the guy and go for the girl. Like, ditch the guy and go for Olivia Munn?
Yes, like she'd go lesbo for Olivia Munn.
Oh, that's a woman
texting. Oh, Lord. Does Sean Bajani, Sean, I'm not picking on you. This is fun. Does he know hits different?
Yes, he does.
He knows
different? Yeah, he does.
Does he know bussing?
He should.
Mm.
He should.
So what? Like, so I'm thinking, like, what's but? I ain't trying to be Sean Bajani right now, but what is bussing?
Look who you're talking to. But I've always looked at it as, and help me out, Chris. Like, it's something that you're really, really excited about. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Like, man, that's bussing right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I never use that term, but I hear it
pretty often. I use it occasionally with my friends.
Does he get our segment cap or no cap?
He should.
I think so.
He should.
See, some stuff is, I feel like it's easy to get.
Yeah, like so, sus.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, it's short for suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how about drip?
Drip. I think he, that's something else. He probably like, okay, that probably means fly or something like that.
If he doesn't, I'd be disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We love you, Sean. That was hilarious. I'm glad you guys hadn't heard it yet.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.